Do you find yourself overthinking too much? Do you find yourself worrying too much about the wrong things? Do you think to yourself sometimes that you're just thinking way too much about what other people might think about you? Do you ever get overly anxious in high-pressure situations? Do you ever wonder if being an introvert is a bad thing or something that you need to change? If you fit in any of these categories, then I will tell you, my new book, The Calm Effect, was written just for you. What's up, everybody? My name is Terrence, aka The Introvert Leader, and welcome to The Introvert Experience. Today is a very special day. I am super excited. Today is the launch of my new book, The Calm Effect, 5 Keys for Introverts to Succeed Without Stress and Lead with Poise. And so, just in a really good mood today. This episode is going to be a lot of fun. A lot goes into making a book. I think that a lot goes into any piece of work, any piece of art or literature that just goes from someone's head and goes out into the world. It can be a little nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous today. I was nervous when I released my first book, Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader. It's a very similar feeling. Although I have found, I'll say, a lot more confidence as a writer, you never quite get over the nervousness that you feel when you put a work into the world. So I definitely feel that, but at the same time, I know this is meant to help a lot of people. And so I'm just excited to hear the feedback, to hear what people have to say and go from there. So what I wanted to do on today's episode is just talk a little bit about the book. And I think it's important that people don't just get books to get books, right? I'm very big about results. I'm very big on action. And I believe this book is really going to help some people. And so that's why I wrote it. And I want to get into a little bit about what The Calm Effect is, what inspired it, and just some background on the book. So the first thing that I'll say, and I start the book talking about this, is a lot of people in my life have told me that they feel like I'm calm. And they asked me questions like, Terrence, how are you so calm? How are you able to be so calm? And for a long time, I didn't really get it. I didn't really understand where it came from. I just thought that was just me. That was just my natural demeanor. That was my natural way of being. And I began to start searching into myself. I started to do a lot of self-discovery. And I started to learn that there were some things about me and some things about being an introvert that I believe naturally led me to a place of calm. And that place of calm became a true strength for me. And so with Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, a lot of book number one in the Introvert Leader series, by the way, Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, a lot of that book, I would say the theme was your introversion is your superpower. So with that book, it was really about debunking a lot of the myths around introversion and empowering introverts to realize that they could lead and they could lead extremely well. With The Calm Effect, we're now going into the importance and the power of intentional calmness, okay? So I just want to read really quick the book description, and it's going to go through this. So the description or synopsis goes as follows. A calm leader is the most powerful person in the room. In corporate and business environments, extroversion is often associated with success. People seen as highly expressive, dominant, and sociable seem to always get ahead. For introverts, this dynamic can be discouraging and might make them feel like the best way to accomplish their goals is to transform into something they're not, an extrovert. This false belief can lead to stress, overthinking, and feelings of imposter syndrome. But there is a better way. In The Calm Effect, the second book in the Introvert Leader series and highly anticipated follow-up to Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, we explored the power of intentional calmness in leadership. Throughout this book are several examples, including critical historical moments, that prove the strength and effectiveness of individuals with a calm demeanor. Each chapter has a new key for you to discover. When you begin to practice all 5 keys, you will start to experience yourself shifting away from stress and worry to operating with calm and poise. Lean into your strengths as an introvert, lean into calmness, and watch your life change forever. So The calm effect is one of these things that I feel like a lot of introverts naturally possess. I will say that one question that becomes an obvious question, I think, that comes to mind is, are all introverts just naturally calm? And what I will say is yes and no. And I did a lot more research, I would say, for this book than I did for my first book. And I didn't necessarily find much research that backed the notion that all introverts are just naturally calm people. The reality is that there are some of us that suffer from anxiety. Some of us might tend to worry a lot. Some of us, due to our overthinking, can get into a space where we're just thinking too much about situations, or we're thinking about the wrong thing, or we're making up scenarios. There are a lot of these things that can happen sometimes within the introvert, and they can happen within extroverts as well, by the way. So it's not so much that all introverts are just automatically calm, because that may not be the case. The other thing that can happen is that sometimes on the outside, I know, speaking for myself, that I may appear like I'm calm, but internally, my mind is going in a million different directions, and people would just never have any idea, because outwardly, I might appear very calm, right? At the same time, though, there are some natural abilities and natural strengths that introverts tend to have that really help to implement something such as the calm effect. And one of those things is our ability to think deeply. We're just naturally deep thinkers. A lot of times for an introvert, it's rare that we're just going to fire off the first thought that comes in our head during a discussion. Oftentimes, we're going to think first. We're going to be a little calmer. We're going to think things through a little further. And these are some of the things that we go into in the book, that particular thing in chapter 2, which is all about patience. So really quick breakdown of the chapters. There's 5 keys, and the first key is poise. The second key is patience. The third key is observation. The fourth key is connection, and the fifth is relaxation.
How do introverts lead in an extroverted world? A world where the loudest voices and the most social people seem to thrive. Well, there's a secret that any introvert can turn into a superpower. That secret is calmness. To learn how to transform your leadership as an introvert, download The Calm Effect today.
So really quick, just sharing a little bit about the writing process for this book. I'm going to be totally honest here. In the beginning, it was a little bit of a cluster. I was all over the place. When I first started writing this book, I think what happens sometimes, and call it the sophomore jinx or call it whatever, people will talk about a artist that comes out with their first album, right? And their first album is amazing and everyone loves it. And he gets nominated for Grammys and all this kind of stuff. And after that happens, there's this expectation, high expectation for the follow-up album, right? And so now that artist begins to get in their head and they're trying to make everything perfect. And they're trying to, you know, just make sure everything is amazing. And the second album doesn't do as well, right? And sometimes it's because that artist was completely overthinking. And I'm going to be honest, and not saying like my first book was nominated for any, you know, huge awards or anything like that. It has done very well. But I had high expectations, and I think I put a lot of pressure on myself when I started writing The Calm Effect. I really did. I was overthinking things. I was thinking way too much. I was thinking about what people were going to say. What kind of reviews were they going to leave? Were they going to like this chapter and not like the other chapter? Were they going to read it all the way through? There were all of these thoughts. And so if you're out there and you're a fellow introvert like me that overthinks things, I want you to know you are not alone. I literally did the same thing. And it delayed me finishing the book. It did. So I did try something a little different this time. I tried to speak into my phone and basically do notes. And so when I would be in my car and I'd be driving around, I would be just speaking things that came to my mind, and I wanted to take that and make that into chapters. There are some authors that are able to do that very well. So as opposed to sitting in front of a computer, they're able to just speak different ideas into their phone, and then those ideas become a book. Well, for me, that didn't work. It just didn't work. Maybe I'm old school. There's just something about sitting down with my thoughts and getting them out that works better for me. So when I was doing that, what I ended up with was just a huge mess. I mean, I would drive around for an hour or so, and I would just be talking in my phone, and then I would try to put all of my notes and everything. I would copy them over onto my computer, and I would be looking at them and trying to sift through things. It just for me didn't work. And so eventually I just had to get to a space of sitting down and really thinking through what I wanted you all to get from the book. And when I got to that space, and I also got some amazing feedback from some ARC readers. These are people that you give an advanced copy of the book to, and they're able to give feedback and their thoughts. And my ARC team did an outstanding job reading this book. I mean, I got some amazing feedback that I incorporated into the book. And I'm just so, so thankful for the feedback that people gave me, because I really think it helped to make this a much better work in the end. So in terms of what are you going to get after reading this book, you know, what are you going to get from this book? I think that's very important to know, right? I don't want anybody to just pick up this book just to get a copy. I want you to pick it up and it have a transformation and have an impact for you. I know that there are some of you listening to this that are stressed. I know some of you listening to this, you have thoughts in your head and you have things where you might be holding yourself back from your next level in life. You really might, and you might not even realize you're doing it, but it's because there are certain thoughts in your head, certain things, and your mind is not in a place of calmness. Your mind is thinking all of these thoughts that are keeping you back. And with the calm effect, I want to help you to get through those hurdles and through those humps and to really get into a place of calmness. And so the first thing that we go through in the book is discussing poise. So poise is, I would say, a state of being where you really begin to function on logic and reason. You begin to function on logic and reason. And when you do that, a lot of the stress and a lot of the things that we encounter day to day in our professional lives and in our personal lives, when we walk with a sense of poise, it changes the energy around us and it changes the energy that we have internally. And so the very first chapter, and every chapter is broken into four different parts, and it gets into the specifics of developing an unwavering poise. It's something that I really feel is important and will truly help when you read through that chapter and take notes and really begin to understand what does it mean to have poise, what does it mean to walk in that, and what's the power that comes with it. The second chapter, we talk about patience. So something that I believe introverts do very well and can be leveraged as a strength, an absolute strength. And a lot of people do not know how to exercise and have patience. And so we get into the specifics of how to not just be more patient, and how to actually leverage it to your advantage in different situations. The third chapter is about observation. And again, going to some natural introvert strengths, I believe that observation is something that many introverts do very well without even realizing it. So we get to the specific things that you can observe and the things that you should observe when you're in different situations as a leader. These are things like noticing body language, noticing someone's tone, noticing someone's intentions, and being able to pick up on those, whether good or bad. There's so many things we can observe that are constantly going on around us, right? The fourth thing is connection. We talk about how to make connections with people. And this is something where when people think about introverts and they think about our ability to connect, they might just assume, oh, well, introverts don't really talk to people. Introverts, you know, they don't make connections with people. Well, that's absolutely not true. In fact, because of our naturally calm nature in many cases and the fact that we are able to actively listen, it makes us a lot better at connecting with people. So being able to be calm and listen and take in what somebody is saying and have conversations and really connect with people is very important and very key. And so we get into that as well. And then lastly is relaxation. So the importance of recharging. The importance of recharging. I feel like it's kind of become a buzzword that I hear a lot of introverts use, and I hear a lot on social media is people talking about recharging. But what does that mean? And why is that important? Why is that specifically important for introverts? And do we have a routine in place to do it? Do we have a way that we practice our relaxation to make sure it's going to actually happen? I mean, these are some of the things we talk about in the last chapter of the book. So I am super excited for this. I really think that you will enjoy it. I really think that after reading the book, you'll have a certain sense of calm with anything you might be going through. I mean, we go through so many things in this life. There's so many things that happen. And if you're not going through something right now, there's probably something on the way coming. And so I really wanted to write this book to help people to get in a good headspace with all of the crazy things going on in the world and all the things that there are to worry about. There's a certain calmness that you can walk with, a certain poise, and a certain just natural relaxation you can approach life with that can really change your life for the better. So I truly hope that the calm effect will help you. I hope you will find it enjoyable. And by the way, the third book in the Introvert Leader series will be called The Fire Effect. And so there's a yin and yang to this. The calm effect is speaking to intentional calmness, where the fire effect is going to be talking about building our assertiveness and building our authority in leadership as well. So there's really two sides to this thing. And it is not that introverts are not as assertive, because that's just not true. And it's not that all introverts are naturally all calm either. And that's why I wanted to connect these two things together, because I think when we begin to get all sides of that together, then we really put ourselves in a different space. So The Calm Effect is available today. It is available. So to get your copy, just go to terrencelee.com and you can get your copy in either paperback or ebook right now. And by the way, when you go to my website, you will be able to get a 10% discount on either the paperback or the ebook. Anything on my store, you will get that discount as a first-time buyer. All right, so go ahead and head on over there, terrencelee.com. And so I'm just so excited to hear what you all are going to say about this one and to hear who it's able to help. All right. So I appreciate you all. I appreciate the support as always. And remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.